Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, Jesus loves me just the way I am, just like I am. No, He loves you, but He don't love all your goofy ways. Well, He loves me just like I am. No, no, He loves you, but that doesn't mean He loves all the stuff you are or that you do. Can you see how people have taken and twisted things to suit them? Now, if you haven't studied it, you ought to. Get your concordance out and go through and look. And you'll see that the kingdom of God is referred to some 100 plus times in the New Testament. I mean, in the book of Matthew alone, just Matthew, Jesus referred to the kingdom of God some 30 times. Just in the scriptures we've already covered, we saw He preached the gospel of the kingdom. The kingdom this, the kingdom that, the kingdom, the kingdom, the kingdom. In fact, Matthew 24:14, I think it is, He said, this gospel of the kingdom must be preached to all nations for a witness. Then the end will come. What are we waiting on for this thing to wind up? You must say, well, the gospel's got to be preached. Yeah, but say it like He said it. The gospel of what? The kingdom. See, we haven't emphasized this enough, have we? We haven't focused on this like we should be. And we should focus on what He focuses on. We should emphasize what He emphasizes. And that's what we're endeavoring to do in this series. Get ourselves back on what He said. The gospel, which means the good news, of the kingdom of God. Now, kingdom. Let me give you the definition again. Kingdom is from two words. Kingdom. You know what a king is, don't you? Not a president, not a prime minister. A king is a sovereign ruler. Right? Someone who rules. And dom is from dominion. So the kingdom is the dominion of the king. It's the area, the territory that is subject to the rule of the king. The kingdom of God is literally, from the original language, the kingdom over which God rules. Another definition says this, the realm in which God's will is fulfilled. Well, if you are the ruler over a kingdom, then your will ought to be done in that kingdom. Right? And then that what the Lord said, you know, in teaching us how to pray, our Father which art in heaven. Can you help me out with it? Hallowed be thy name. What are you going to say? Your what? Your kingdom come. What's the very next phrase? Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So the kingdom of God is where God has rule and control and dominion and where the will of God is done. The will of God is done in the kingdom of God. Are y'all with me now? Now let's just stop right here. Is the will of God, the perfect will of God, being done everywhere in the earth now? No, absolutely not. Now you think about it. If the will of God was already being done perfectly everywhere, why would He tell us to pray that His will would be done? Right? Now I say this because there are myriads of Christians who try to tell us that everything that's happening is the will of God. And people say it, they use this phrase, God's in control. Don't they? God's in control. And they'll say that covering everything. Huh? I means they have a pileup out on the interstate. And 20 people got killed. And people pat each other on the back and say, well, you know, God's in control. What does that mean? Now, have you ever heard this? Well, there was an awful earthquake and buildings fell and 300 people died. Well, there's a terrorist walked in with bombs strapped to him and killed all these people. Well, God's in control. And you hear a lot of these terrorists, see, that's one of their big deals, is God's in control. Everything is God. Well, is that true? See, the implication is that some way or another, God saw fit and chose for these people to die in this pile up out here. And we don't understand it, but it's the will of God. So don't question it, because God's in control of everything. Now, you do understand this is one thing that we differ from other people in. Right here.
Right?
And I don't mind differing from other people as long as I'm not differing from the Bible. That's what I'm concerned about. The Bible talks about more than one kingdom. There is a kingdom of darkness. Right? Well, what about that kingdom? Well, if in the kingdom of God, the will of God is done, what happens in the kingdom of darkness? The will of the evil one would be done. Let's look at some scriptures and just establish this. Turn with me over, if you would, to the book of Colossians. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm excited in my spirit. There are some people who have believed lies about this all their life. They're going to get free. They're going to get free from the Word of God. Do not, you know, it's kind of like that phrase. Anybody know the other unscriptural phrase that we've talked a lot about? Well, so you know the rest of it when I say that. Well, you just never know. What scripture is that? What verse is that? Where did Jesus ever preach that? Who did he ever tell that to? Are any of the apostles in the book of Acts or the epistles? Where is that? Yet is it quoted like scripture? I mean, people put on their religious voice, don't they? And go, well, you just never know. Like that's supposed to be what they're trying to say is what we're already talking about. God's in control. And you just never know what God's going to do and why he's going to do it and how he does it. And everything that happens, it happens for a reason. Well, what does that mean? Y'all are quiet. I'm with y'all on the clock. Everything that happens, it happens for a reason. Okay. But what does that mean? It could be a bad reason. From a bad source. What they're trying to say is everything comes from God. And God's in control of everything. And that some way or another, everything is the will of God. It ain't so. It ain't so. How about people going to hell? How about people dying young and don't know God and go to hell?
No.
Are we going to say, well, God in his infinite wisdom saw fit to send them to hell? He did not send them to hell. Jesus paid for their sins when he paid for yours.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
What I'm saying is there are things happening that are not the will of God. There are things happening that God is not directing. Now, don't misunderstand me. Nothing is bigger than him. Right? And before it's all said and done, His will is going to be done and His plan and His kingdom's going to be set up. But while this is happening, there's a lot of stuff happening that He is not doing and He is not in it and it is not His will and it does not please Him. We need to know the difference. We do not need to attribute everything to God. In fact, there is a very serious area here. Did you know what Jesus called attributing the work of the devil to the Holy Ghost? Do you know what He called that? Blaspheming the Holy Ghost, and He said there was no forgiveness for it. Attributing the work of the devil to God. That's serious. See, what about all these people that say tongues are of the devil? If they weren't such ignorant babies, they'd be in trouble. So you want to watch about just blanket statements, everything is God. No. Jesus said, the thief comes. Not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I'm come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So if it stole from you, if it killed something in your life, if it destroyed something in your life, how dare you attribute that to God and call God a thief? No! Every good gift, every perfect gift comes down from Him, from above. Right? And with Him there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. He never stops doing good and has a bad day and starts doing bad. Never. If you had, you know, the theology of a 3-year-old, it would be great. The devil is a bad devil, and he does bad things. God is a good God, and He does good. If you just keep it just that straight. But see, people have to go to school and get degrees and read big books to figure out that God and the devil are working together. Well, if they are, we've had it. Yes. We might as well just quit now, right? No, no, no. God is our God. He's a good God to us. The devil's our enemy.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Everlasting Kingdom, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402B. That's R1402B, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.